Okay, first off, happy Halloween, you filthy sluts. I'm going to be doing a late reply to my Bubbles' Friday Saturday discussion questionnaire thing. I don't know, man. Okay, so currently I'm hiding in my room because kids and just nah, not about that life. Okay. Questions about comments and upvotes. Feedback is important. I can't talk today. I've had too much chocolate, man. Like, five pieces, but I'm like going off the walls. I'm so high on sugar. Like, ah. Okay. Feedback is important as posters tend to leave if there is a lack of it. Exclamation point. 1A. How many comments or upvotes do you feel you need to get on an audio in order for you to be happy or continue performing, as it were? I don't really have a set number. I just like knowing that people like my stuff enough to vote. I don't understand the downvotes though, because like you have the option of just not listening to it. And sometimes I see a, like Cuddly Bear mentioned in his thing, more recently this week, I see people downvoting things on audios that you couldn't have possibly finished listening to it. And so you're just doing it right in the middle of it. It's just like, what, really, man? Anyways, why do you think people upvote but not comment? I'm of the opinion that upvoting is a lot easier than commenting on something because, one, it doesn't put you out there, and two, it's sort of like kudos on AO3. It's like, yeah, good for you, you've done it. Except it's even more anonymous than AO3's system. Yeah. Is there. Wait, out of upvotes, comments, or listens, which do you keep an eye on? I mean, honestly, I keep an eye on all three. Because I am a filthy attention whore, and I really, really like it when people like my stuff. But I think mostly I look at comments and read those and try to reply as much as possible because it's like you feel comfortable enough commenting on my stuff, and I don't know, but it means a lot more than just like listens or upvotes or what have you. Because it's like actual words and not just a little orange arrow going up. Is there etiquette to commenting slash PMs? Yeah, common sense for one. If you wouldn't say this to your mother, why are you saying it to me? Or grandmother even. I have not personally been threatened with mutilation, but I know that several female recorders have been on here, and I am so grateful that people have not done that or sent those sorts of things to me. But what else? Oh yeah, dick pics. Don't appreciate those. I don't ask for them. Don't want them. I get them anyway. It's like, oh, okay. Whatever you want, bruh. And then I surreptitiously delete the message and forget that I ever saw and or was stupid enough to click on the link. Like, yeah, I don't want to see your mini you. It's probably like crooked or some shit. I don't know. I don't like looking at genitals unless I'm like in person. Preferably either performing fellatio or cunnilingus, 'cause you know. dues? Well, I mean, obviously saying what you liked about it, what could be improved on, like, slow the fuck down, bitch, or stuff like that. is there such a thing as loyal commenters? Yeah, I think so. And then, if there is such a thing, does this come across as stalkerish? Do you encourage people to come back to future audios? I'm flattered by it, honestly, because it's like, hey, you keep up with what I do, and that's, like, really, really flattering, and makes me happy and all fuzzy inside, and it's like, yes, hello, you like my things enough to keep commenting, and coming back, and listening, and most probably getting off to my voice. Yes, I like this. Ouch. Owie. That hurt. How do you think the silence between listeners and performers will be broken? How can we as a community convince people to leave feedback? Well, I mean, I would just say, like, hey, assholes, leave a message, leave a comment if you like the thing or not. Yeah. Is there a time limit as to when to leave a comment? In my opinion, no. Not even when the post is archived by Reddit automatically. Because, like, there are some audios that I love listening to that are, like, 2 years old, and I'm just like, yes, yes, these are good. These are very good. And, I don't know, this is kind of hypocritical of me to say, but because, you know, I'm a nervous wreck when it comes to messaging people on here, and if I do, it means I've, like, psyched myself, like, way out of my normal mindset, which is, like, hide and comment and run and watch from afar, but yeah, there is no time limit to comment on an audio, in my opinion. Okay, questions about performing. Do you have a process to an audio? Do you script your audio beforehand or just press record? How do you get into the quote-unquote mood? Normally I just sort of wing it. I am lucky enough to be able to edit my recordings somewhat, at least, and, I just sort of go with it. I have the gift and or curse of easily becoming very, very aroused very, very quickly. It makes for a lot of laundry, incidentally. Let's see. Usually I just have to, like, listen to some other audios to get into the mood, like, my, Dom sends me stuff, occasionally, and his voice is a plus 10 out of 10 we'll always listen to again. Yeah, and that usually gets me going pretty easily. What's your favorite bit about performing? The feedback, honestly. Like, I love hearing what people thought of my stuff. Like, I don't necessarily, like it when, I don't necessarily like nor dislike it when people are like, you got me so hard, baby, and I'm just like, oh, okay, cool, cool, whatever. I think that, yeah, the feedback and the comments are my favorite part. Is there an audio/audios you've been afraid to perform because of this persona listeners may project onto you or whatever? Not really. I mean, y'all have probably heard the shit that I've made. Cough, dread space, you kinky fucker. Cough. Yeah, I've done some pretty weird shit, honestly. And seeing as I'm probably never gonna meet 90% of the people on here in real life, I really don't care what they think about me. What is an audio you'd like to do about a kink, which you don't necessarily know much about, don't know how to approach? I usually research the kinks that are in an audio that I'm doing pretty in-depthly. Is that even a term? In-depthly? I don't know. I think the one that I haven't really looked into much is pet play. Kittens specific stuff. I mean, the whole concept is fascinating, but I know next to nothing about it. So if anyone wants to instruct me on that, I'd be happy to listen. I'm a very good student, usually. What equipment do you use? My cell phone and Audacity and my headset or earbuds with the inline mic. Pretty cheap. I'm hoping to get a Yeti mic once I save up enough money. So yeah. What are collaborations? A, how do you approach someone for a collab? I haven't done a collab yet, but I would assume you just like PM them or something and go like, "Hey, you want to do a thing with me?" And then they're like, either, "Yeah, sure." Or, nah. And I would assume they take fairly long to edit, especially if the people do the recordings like separately. Because you've got to match it up and shit, and yeah. Oh, see, if you've never done a collaboration, what would you like to do in the future? Well, I mean, I'm pretty much down with anything. Spur of the moment. Scripted, whatever. Yeah, that's. I'm pretty much down for anything, honestly. Does your sexuality affect what audios you produce? If so, do you avoid experimenting with audios that may not necessarily reflect your tastes? Well, I mean, I'm pansexual, or panromantic demisexual to be specific, but not it doesn't really affect it because it's like I don't know, pussy, dick, neither, both. I really could care less what's in your pants. If GWA was a giant band slash orchestra, what instrument would you liken your voice to? I want to be funny and say something like the, whatchamahoozy. Hold on, let me look it up real quick. I'd liken it to the didgeridoo. being completely serious, I think that my voice is more similar to fuck, hold on. Either bagpipes or fiddle. I don't know. I think my voice sounds weird listening back, though I can see why people might like it. Questions about listening. Do you use audios for getting off or solely to listen to audios for the lovely voices? Well, normally it's just for the voices because I love like different accents and it, I don't know, just the uniqueness of everyone's voices. It's just like, I don't know. It's hard to describe for me. Just the general uniqueness of each voice does something different for me. Like, I don't know. It's hard to articulate my thoughts and feelings into words. What tags draw you in? DDLG, obviously. Impreg. Let's see. What have I saved? Collabs, FDOM, fantasies, historical, sci-fi, accent, obviously, forced orgasm, honestly, like, just getting so insanely aroused that it just sort of, like, does you in. Sorry, I got a reply on a post I made on ADHD about birth control, and I'm just like, yes, thank you for replying, sir and or madam. Where'd the page go? There we are. Okay, what tags do GD... Fuck, I can't talk. I'm sorry. What tags does GWA need to add more of? Well, let's think. Personally, I think there's not enough impreg on the sub, but that's just me, and that's one of my oldest kinks. sorry about the it's what I do when I think. Yeah, basically impreg. There needs to be more of that and more FDOM, like F for F FDOM stuff, because just the thought of another girl just totally doming me is just like swoons. is there a specific type of voice that you find you're more attracted to? With guys and girls, it's different. With guys, it's more of the sort of deeper end, like, sort of stereotypically masculine, growly voices. Like, I guess something, like, this is really stupid, but this is the best comparison that I can come up with at the moment. It's like, how you might think a, lumberjack might sound. I don't know. I just usually picture guys with growlier voices with, like, these really nice beards and stuff, and facial hair is a really big thing for me. And for girls, I like the, raspier voices that sort of, like, I don't know, girls with raspier, deeper voices, just makes my hair stand on end in a really good way, and sends shivers down my spine. I don't know if that's, like, similar to what ASMR is, but, yeah. Do you upvote or comment before or after you listen to the audio? Usually if I know the, if I've talked to the person before, I upvote it regardless. And sometimes I comment, sometimes I don't. I should get better at that. Questions about GWA. How did you get involved with the community? Or how do you get involved with the community? I just comment here and there, agree with people, ask questions. I just generally try to be supportive and kind. And in return, all I want is for the same to be done for me. Any advice for newcomers who perform or simply listen? Well, just get out there and do it. Don't think about it. Don't waste your time worrying or whatever. Like, I know that's really dumb advice and everyone says that. Don't worry about it, blah, 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 it'll be fine. But the best I can say is just get it over with. See how you like the reactions, and if you've become more comfortable with the idea, just go with it. That's what I did. That's what I do. Yeah, so that finishes up questionnaire time with Snick for the week. Yeah, woohoo!